things a little bit differently tonight for this evening's family night. Usually we have a person or a couple share a testimony of grace, how God's working in their lives, but this evening, I guess in some ways we could say we're trying to put into practice some implications or applications from the one another passages corporately, that we can sing to one another and that ministers grace to one another, that just simply the reading of Scripture can minister grace to one another, and praying together can minister grace to one another. That's our focus this evening, is to be able to sing, pray, and read the Word. We are going to ask for people to give input on the songs that we're going to sing tonight, so if you have favorite hymns, please feel free to raise your hand. We're going to have some parts in the service for you to be able to do that. We're also, I mentioned the scripture reading. This may be a little bit different. It may cause some people to hesitate a little bit, but I'm asking that we simply, we're going to have open mic, we're going to have mics available, and you just simply read passages of scripture that have been or are currently a great encouragement to you spiritually, not asking for commentary, actually saying no commentary on this, simply God's word being read by one another to encourage each other. Then we'll have a couple of times of prayer tonight, and I'll explain the direction of those prayers as we get to that point in time. But all in all, the hope is that this evening we would be encouraged by one another, and that we would be encouraged to rejoice in God all the more. You know, this morning in the prayer time before Sunday school, we read from Psalm or one of the Psalms. Something's beeping. Okay. We're all staring. No. But we were. I was reading from the Psalms this morning, and in this one Psalm, David writes that praise befits the upright, that it's right for the righteous to praise God. We're all distracted. That's okay. It happens to the best of us. I think it's a car. Somebody's. Is it yours, David? Oh, that's right. Oh, it's just yours. That's good. That's good. A Honda? Love it. Who was trying to break in? Yeah, who was trying to break in? Oh, man. All right, well, good. We got that figured out. Hopefully. Well, anyway, the psalmist says, praise befits the upright. It's right for the upright to praise God. And I actually had a great picture of this today. I was in my van, and I had my two girls sitting in the back of the van. And I said to them at one point, I said, "Hey, girls, I love you." And Carice, my youngest, she raises her hands up and she goes, "Yay!" And I said, "Carice, why are you saying yay?" And she said, "Because I love you too." And I thought about the psalm. Praise befits the upright. Here, my daughter, I told her I loved her, and she loves me too, and her response was putting her hands up in the air and saying, "Yay! Yay!" That's her response, just over an earthly, frail father's love. But the psalmist says, praise befits the upright, and he goes on, because God's word is true, because God is faithful. We ought to praise him. No matter what, we ought to praise him. If my daughter is excited about the love of her dad, how much more ought we be about the love of our Heavenly Father, who has done all to rescue us, who has done all to set us free, a Father who over and over and over and over again, he says, "Children, I love you." And our response tonight and every day should be, "Yes, yes, and by amazing grace, I love you too." By his amazing grace. So I hope that this evening encourages us in that. And let me pray for us. And then, Jim, you can come up. Lord, thank you for your grace. That is an amazing grace that could set us free to love you and want you. Cause our hearts to fear your name. Cause our hearts to love you more. I pray we'd encourage each other this evening as we sing, as the scriptures read, as we pray, and even as we fellowship around food. I pray, Lord, that the greater sustenance of tonight would be Christ and feasting on him together. So, Lord, may you be praised and you be loved. In Jesus' name, amen. Jim's going to lead us in one song to start us off, but then he's going to ask for another song, and so you can start us, Jim.
Turn your hymn books to Amazing Grace 393. 293. And let's stand as we sing, please.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many danger toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has taught me, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
All right, Mary, you had your hand up first. Number eight. To God be the glory. Number eight.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded in his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchased of God, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believe that moment from Jesus a pardon receive. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us. Great things he hath done. And great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be that wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he hath done.
All right, let's open with a word of prayer this morning, or this evening. God, thank you. Lord, as we reflect on what you have done for us and reminded of the message this morning, how we can't begin to comprehend what you've done for us and what our sin cost you. God, I just ask as we even begin tonight to think about your amazing grace, giving you praise because you did love us. And we can shout and praise back to you. Thank you, God. Yes. Lord, even as we give tonight, that you would be glorified in our giving. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
So again, now we're going to go into a time of scripture reading, passage reading. I've got a microphone. Louis has a microphone. I'm not going to necessarily ask you to come up here to be able to read. But if you have a passage of scripture to read, just raise your hand, and we'll come to you with a microphone for you to be able to read this. Think through passages, and let's meditate on them as they're being read. There is something to the public reading of scripture even. Again, no commentary. No additional thoughts, simply God's word being spoken on our lips. I'm going to start with a passage. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for those who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is gracious and merciful. slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust.
Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works.
Ephesians 4, 1-6. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety.
Psalms 37, 1-6. Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious towards wrongdoers. For they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Commit your way to, or delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. And he will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday.
Ecclesiastes 5, 1 through 7. Be careful what you do when you go to the temple of God. Draw near to listen rather than to offer a sacrifice like fools, for they do not realize what they are doing. Do not be rash with your mouth or hasty in your heart to bring up a matter before God, for God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Just as dreams come when there are many cares, so the rash vow of a fool occurs when there are many words. When you make a vow to God, do not delay in paying it, for God takes no pleasure in fools. Pay what you vow. It is better for you not to vow than to vow and not pay it. Do not let your mouth cause you to sin, and do not tell the priest it was a mistake. Why make God angry at you so that he would destroy the work of your hands? Just as there is futility in many dreams, so also in many words. Therefore, fear God.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name, for you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever, for great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. Psalm 86.
We're going to go into a time of praying together. And even thinking about that psalm, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I love that verse because how often it is that we say, God, I want to know your truth, but I also want my heart to resonate with it. I want my heart to be united with your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name, that it would affect me. And what I wanted to do in this is first time, I wanted to encourage us to do in this first time of our praying together is to pray for our own hearts individually that we would fear the Lord and love him and seek him, but also be praying for kind of people that are in our closer sphere of influence. That could be our families in particular, whether that's children or parents or siblings or nieces, nephews, but to be praying for these individuals. This could be people who are children who could be prodigals as well, or siblings who have run from the faith. But to be praying and pleading for God to, if we can go from that passage of Scripture, to unite ours and their hearts to fear his name, to focus in, maybe even specifically with certain people, and to pray and plead, God, please rescue and save and redeem these family members. So let's break up into some groups here, kind of around where you are, and then we'll go after that into a little bit more of Scripture reading. Lord God, hear our prayers, and we know you do, but you tell us that you answer our prayers in Jesus' name. So, Father, we pray it would be to Jesus' glory. Jesus would magnify, the Spirit would magnify Christ through answering these prayers for our families, for ourselves, Lord. Unite our hearts to fear your name. Continue to strengthen us in your word as we continue on in scripture and singing. Again, in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Louie, if you have, wherever you are, another microphone. We're going to read a couple more scripture passages if people have some more before we go into song.
Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance.
Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. You shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And I will deliver you from all your uncleannesses, and I will summon the grain, and I will make it abundant and lay no famine upon you. I will make the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field abundant, that you may never again suffer the disgrace of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves for your iniquities and your abominations. It is not for your sake that I will act, declares the Lord God. Let that be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, O house of Israel.
Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you.
Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life about thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy countenance, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good with them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go, and come again tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the forward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools.
I'm reading a book, a biography of John Newton right now. And John Newton was known as a person who kind of befriended the Methodists. And that was actually looked down upon in the 18th century. The Methodists, John Wesley and George Whitfield, those were open-air preachers preaching the gospel, and they were very passionate and very excited. And one of the things that the Church of England didn't like about these men was their excitement. That they had this emotion about them, and that was looked down upon by the people. But think about the scriptures and so many of these psalms that were even read tonight. We hear in the scriptures that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Nehemiah 8. Or, he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise to my God. And what does he say? He doesn't say many will hear it. He says many will see it. Like the song is so ingrained in the heart that it comes out in the countenance. Or we even think about, again, using the illustration with my daughter. She can't help but raise her hands and get loud because her dad loves her. And again, how much more ought we to be when we sing about our God? When we sing these hymns, let's encourage one another. That's what the scriptures tell us to do, to exhort one another as we sing. And part of the exhortation, it's not just that the words are coming out of our mouth, but that we can actually hear from one another. That person standing next to me believes it. There is something about this message in their own hearts as well, and that encourages each other. So again, Jim's going to lead us in three songs here, and if you have a favorite, you can tell Jim.
And Wayne, I cut you off. You have one? 35. Number 35, Come Thou Fount.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune thy heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy ever ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise to thee an altar, by thy higher help I come, and I hope by thy good stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to me skew me from danger, enter Paul in precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Like a mildness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. In my heart, oh, take and seal it for the courts above.
550? 550. He lives.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You asked me how I know He lives. Talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
I was going to say this on that second verse, and when Kendra stood up, I said, oh, I need to get the rest of us to stand up on that last verse, because he lives. And the one thing that I love about this song is it's personal. You know, all the pronouns here are me or I. And I love that about this song. There's not a lot of the songs, I think a lot of times I just would love to have, let's sing that over again, and it's me. I want to see Him. I know He lives, and one day we will. Let's sing that last verse together.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who come. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen. And it's all because he loves us. Amen. All right. I was told one more. Any? David.
286.
Do you know this one? Well, we can get it. 284. Ah, oh, just a couple a page there. 284.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, a pass and we follow him there. O'er us in the dominion, for more than conquer we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then oh, to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen. You may be seated, Pastor.
We're going to have one other prayer time here. And so what I'm wanting to encourage us in this one is actually, again, to break up into groups, but instead of praying for our physical families, wanting to pray for us as a church family, and especially as we consider the season in which we are right now with the architectural designs and wanting to make sure that we keep our focus on Jesus and that we ask for wisdom. God cares about all of this, right? Jesus is the one that's shepherding this church, isn't he? But we want to make sure that we continue to recognize that Jesus is the great shepherd. We're submissive to him, and we want to focus on him, and we want his glory to be seen through cracked pot, jars of clay vessels, that we want his glory to shine through us. So let's take some time again to pray and pray specifically for this body. We'd unify all the more around Christ. We'd be humble and we'd be seeking him and have the wisdom we need through this architectural process specifically. So let's break up into groups and then I'll pray to close that time too. God, to your name be the glory. And you will get the glory, but we pray that we would actively glorify you as a body, that we would be the light that we are. That Jesus would continue to be our central passion in this place. God, humble us and unify us. God, please, I pray from the elders to rest in the whole of the congregation, that we would be seeking your wisdom together, because you've called us to be a people pursuing Jesus together. May our love increase and abound in you, and our love for one another increase and abound, because there is comfort from love. There is fellowship in the Spirit. We have these gifts, so Father, please let your light shine in us, through us, for from you, through you, and to you belong all things. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, before you get up and before we go out, I like that we're all sitting in circles here. And I want to try something here. Could you just take your hymnal and go to 321? One of my favorite hymns. And I like that we're facing each other. This may be a great way to encourage, exhort one another in singing. But 321, it is well with my soul.